Glory be to God. I just want to welcome you to Power in Prayer. I am Prophetess Tiffany Robinson, and we're going to go ahead and get started in the scriptures. I ask that you turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, I will be coming out of the New Living Translation. But the topic of today is don't quit. I feel pressed in my spirit to encourage someone on today, don't quit. Again, I'll be coming from the New Living Translation, so this may read a little different than whatever translation you may have before you. But the scripture says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Excuse me. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Again, I say the topic of today is don't quit. I just want to be used as the vessel to encourage someone, no matter what you may be faced with, no matter what may be going on in your life, don't quit. And I want you to look at lay aside every weight for a second. When we think about weight, we think about burdens. We think about difficulties. We think about loads. We think about stress, the cares of this world. And I'm reminded of the scripture that encourages us, you know, to cast all of our cares upon Jesus, for he cares for us. Think about don't quit. What would cause you to quit? What would cause you to want to quit? Intimidation? The definition of that, to make timid or fearful, deterred by or as if it threats, discouragement. What could be some of the things that cause discouragement? Lack of support, failed attempt, lack of finances. You're just flat out tired. You're not seeing the results as you want to see them. Even in that, don't quit. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 in the New Living Translation tells us, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to be looking at chapter 9, verses 24 through 26. And when I read these particular scriptures, I will be coming from the King James Version. But I want you to think about that. Don't quit. Be encouraged. Sometimes we may find ourselves in positions where we have to encourage ourselves. And the one way to encourage yourself is in the Word of God. Again, I say we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to look at verses 24 through 26. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. And just to elaborate on those 24, 25, and 26 in particular. When you look at verse 24, the first thing that jumps out at you is run to win. When you look at 25, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But guess what? We do it for an eternal prize. And I'm reminded of the scripture, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. In 26, run every step with purpose. When you have a purpose in your mind, when you have a purpose that is set in your heart, you are not going to give up until that purpose is fulfilled, until you see that purpose in existence, if you will. I want you to also flip over to Titus. Titus chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 11 through 15. And I pray, I really pray, a heartfelt prayer that you are being encouraged. Again, I say, if you are on the verge of throwing in the towel, you just want to quit, you're tired, you don't see results, or you don't see the results that you feel that you should be seeing, don't quit. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. And I put emphasis on looking for a second. We're going to come back and pick that up in a minute. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And again, I want to go back to looking for that blessed hope, to have in mind as an end, looking for that blessed hope. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. No matter how discouraging this walk may seem, we cannot rely on our feelings. Depend on our feelings. One thing about feelings come and go. Feelings change from, some people say day to day, some people say hour to hour, some people say minute to minute. Feelings change. But one thing about the word of God, I'm reminded when God says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And having said that, I want you to turn to Psalm. And if this doesn't offer you encouragement, oh my God. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. And the scripture reads, God is our refuge. God is our place of trust and strength. God is a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. What is that saying? First of all, look at a very present help in trouble. Look at very. Very is in a high degree. It's extremely. It's exceedingly. You will hear the scripture quoted, you know, God, please do. I'm asking, Father, that you do exceedingly and abundantly above that I could even ask or think. God is our refuge. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and we are saved. And I want you to know that I'm not just giving you empty words. I'm not just giving you something that I have heard someone else quote. I'm speaking to you from experience. When situations and circumstances arose in my life, to the common man, it may have seemed as if I should have lost my mind. But I begin to reflect on what the scripture said. Remember, I said on last week, we serve a God who cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Everything that he has spoken in his word, he is able to stand by. He is able to bring to pass. And the scripture is telling you that God is our refuge. The scripture is telling you that God is our place of trust. The scripture is telling you that, in a sense, broken down in verses 2 and 3, that no matter what may come, no matter what may go, we do not have to fear. Why? Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. My God, yes, I feel like preaching right there. Because I want you to be encouraged. If you're right on the verge, do not give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Understand that God is there with you. All you have to do, now one thing about it, you can't give it to God and then take it back. You can't give a situation to God and then take it back. Understand that if you couldn't do anything with it the first time, why would you want it back the second time? We get impatient. God is taking too long. But you have to understand in your spirit
that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. They are so much higher. And where we feel that God should be moving this way and God should be moving that way in a situation, God is so much higher than that. Please understand, giving up and quitting is not an option. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't toss in the towel. Don't become discouraged. Begin to encourage yourself in the word. Begin to encourage yourself in God. And I'm going to ask at this moment, glory be to God, that you join me in prayer as we go before the throne of grace to boldly obtain mercy. Glory be to God. Father God, we come to you right now, oh God, just giving you the glory, the praise, and the honor, Lord God, which is due unto your name, Father. Lord, we stand on your word that you are an ever-present help in the time of trouble, Lord God. We stand on your word, Father, that you are constantly there for your people. God, we reverence you in your omnipresence. Lord, we reverence you in your omnipotence, Lord God. We reverence you in your omniscience in the name of Jesus. And Father, yes, we said it earlier. We believe that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above that we can even ask or think in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just come before you right now, lifting up that individual that may be on the verge of giving up, that individual that may be on the verge of quitting, oh God. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for peace of mind, reminding us of what you have said in your scriptures, oh God. You said that you would keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, oh God. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for pricking our hearts, not to deceive our own selves, not to just be hearers of your word, oh God, but to be doers of your word in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against wicked distractions right now, Lord God. Wicked distractions that have been launched against the body of Christ. The devil is a liar. Father, we thank you for redirecting our focus back to your word. We thank you for redirecting our focus back to the things of you, oh God. We thank you for redirecting our concentration, our meditation back to you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for reminding us that you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge of you, bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. Lord, we thank you for the authority, oh God, that you have given us to pull down the stronghold of depression in the name of Jesus. Thank you for reminding us that you have given us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against every suicidal thought that may be tormenting someone's mind right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you give a peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Father, we lift up the medical professionals, oh God. We lift up the mental health professionals, oh God. Those that are dealing with those, Lord God, that are suffering from depression in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your wisdom, oh God. Not man's wisdom, but your wisdom, oh God. Father, we thank you for your spirit going in and supernaturally intervening in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy spoke death, my God, we thank you for life. Where the enemy spoke defeat, Father, we thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up families that are affected, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, individuals that feel that they must bully children in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up individuals who feel that they must bully adults, oh God. We lift up children, Father, that are suffering from mental, physical, and sexual abuse in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, that everything that the enemy meant for ruin, you've already turned it for good in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. We stand in awe, Lord God, that you are indeed exactly who you said you are, Father. Lord, we rejoice right now in the name of Jesus that you have called us to be the head and not the tail, oh God, above and not beneath, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus that we are yet more than conquerors, and we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift you up, Lord God, and stand in awe of your greatness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I thank you for joining the broadcast on today. Again, my name is Prophetess Tiffany Robinson. You can join me on the web. That is TiffanyRobinson.com. That Tiffany is spelled T-I-F-F-I-N-Y, Robinson.com. I love you. I'm praying for you. Understand that there is power in prayer. Understand that there is power in the Word of God. And again, I say, I feel like I'm speaking to someone specifically. If you are on the verge of giving up, don't quit. You were looking for a word from God to continue to press on. I am here to tell you today, yes, I stand as a willing vessel to let you know that God cannot fail. God cannot lie. He watches over his word to perform it. Yes, you will succeed. Yes, you will be who God has called you to be.